This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kofi Annan has made a statement. It's on the UN's website that we must all, quote, accept global government and our new world citizenship, where you have no rights, of course. That's coming up, a bunch of other news, but this is an important issue because you're going to see more and more of it. I know George and Joe and Melissa and others have called in about this subject we're about to go to you. This is an important subject of property rights and people surrounded, having their land taken, having their homes bulldozed. It happens all the time, every day in this country. And more people are saying, no, I'm not going along with this. Family promises armed standoff. This is on Infowars.com right now. Horton Bay, Michigan, the peaceful rolling farmland of Bay Township, belies the potential armed confrontation. Now, the family got their building permits, and retroactively, and they're out in the country, according to this article, told Lyle Barkley and his family that lives in the three homes there on the property, grandkids, you name it, that they're going to come take it from him, bulldoze it. So he's saying, over my dead body, that's the quote here. Lyle Barkley, thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Well, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right. We got a lot of listeners up in Michigan, and I'd like you to tell us basically how this developed and what you're facing. And the sheriff says he's coming in Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night is the deadline, 5 o'clock Thursday night, as they got set at. Well, I started this thing all out, you know what I mean? I went ahead and applied for permits and everything, and they gave me permits. And then after they give them to me, then they went ahead and revoked them in November. And every time I ask them what's going on, they keep saying, core whip. Well, I can say I've asked them in court, and I've asked everybody else, and I've been on the internet and everything else, still trying to find out what they mean by core whip, and to this date I still don't know. But anyhow, in the meantime, they've taken me to court.
Spell that for us. I mean, they won't even tell you what you've done wrong. They just say core whip.
That's what they're saying, that I've got to have a core whip, C-O-R-E.
Now, talk about feudalism. You walk in, they go, core whip. Corwith. Sounds like a Monty Python skit, and they won't tell you what it is, and then now they say you got to pay a fine, and they're going to, well, this is incredible.
Yeah, we got $7,800 fine. They say I got to pay by Thursday night here, and they're going to put a lien against my property, and they say the sheriff's department will come in and arrest us. We got to do jail time on top of that, and they're going to come in and move these mobile homes out and take what else personal property that I've got enough to cover the expense of moving these out, and then the stuff will all be auctioned off then.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. You know, they tried that with a veteran here in Austin. They had to build him a new house. They wanted this lady's property, nice home built there, so they had a SWAT team raid him. No drugs were found, so she sued him and won. I'd imagine the community's pretty upset about what's happening to you.
Well, it's not just the community here. I mean, this thing has gone nationwide, you know what I mean, and especially on the internet and everything. I mean, actually right now what we've done is a team has got together. They formed a team over the internet here, and they started in Saturday researching this whole situation. And yesterday they came up, and we filed an injunction in court yesterday to stop this. And right now the team is drawing up an appeal. And it's going to be filed later this afternoon in the circuit court against this situation here, too, in case he doesn't sign it. So
I want to know how they'll find people to steal your homes and drag them off or bulldoze them. I mean, how does the government find trash to do that?
Well, I don't know. My own opinion, though, I've run into law officers and stuff here in the township and into the county here, and as soon as they get the badge put on, they feel like they're a king, you know what I mean? Well, I'm Mr. So-and-so, I'm bigger than what you are. You got to listen to what I say. But
so they think that you're their
no
property.
To what's going on.
And you're saying, no, I'm not your property.
Right.
Okay, stay there, sir. We got a quick 3-minute break. We'll come right back to our guest, Lyle Barkley. And the sheriff says he's going to come in there. They're going to take everything they got.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine buying a piece of property in a rural area, 4 acres, putting your mobile homes on it, having your wife and then, of course, your children and their children all living together. The government hates that. Remember New York City, the 15-year-old graduated from college with a 3.84? And the state... The city of New York actually blocked her getting her degree and is trying to take her from her family right now, take her to someone else's home, and they're calling that abuse. The daughter's articulate, has friends in college, totally happy, bypassed the degradation of the public schools. All over the country, they come into rural areas where people have had houses, mobile homes, for 20 years. They tell them, take that off your property. You can't have a shed. You can't have a barn. You can't build a fence. I told a guy up in Connecticut, you can't kill rattlesnakes when they come on your business property, even though they'd bitten one of the dogs at a auto repair shop in a city. And yeah, they have rattlesnakes in Connecticut, folks. Remember that article? I was like, what? We had him on the show. This is happening everywhere. So instinctively, I understand the statements of Rick Stanley and others and our guest Lyle Barkley, where they say, hey, come take our land over our dead bodies, mutual defense pact. We're going to run out and stand up for anybody around the country. We're going to stand up and fight physically over my dead body. My only point is, and I don't like being criticized for making this point, is that I've been doing this for 10 years, folks. I didn't just fall off the apple cart or the turnip truck, as they say. I have seen the provocateurs, and you can't tell who they are. Some people are good, some are bad. I don't know. And so that's all I've been pointing out is there are other ways, like getting people involved in the cities and counties in a community to take control of our communities, like we've seen with 400-plus cities passing laws against the Patriot Act. But what do you do in the case of Lyle Barkley, who's on the phone with us, who owns this land, paid for these houses, is a good guy, and just listen to him. There's a photo of him with his wife right here, just nice people. They worked hard for this. They got their permits, which they shouldn't have to do in a free country, and now they won't. I've seen them try to take other people's houses here in Austin. They won't tell you why. They go, we're taking it. They build the fines up. They steal everything you got. I mean, come on. This is like the movie Open Range or something. So what do you do? Now, let's go back to Lyle Barkley. Lyle, for those that just joined us, the sheriff is saying, here in the article he says he's, quote, going to do his job, he's going to come in on you. Yeah, his job, like Nazi Germany or something. He's just doing his job. Is he saying he's coming in Thursday night if you don't pay all these fines and get these houses off the property?
Any time after the date runs out, there would be Thursday night at 5 o'clock when the court system closes. Any time after that, they can, as long as the judge gives him an order to do it. But I think the sheriff has got another thing coming because I've got my land patent, and the federal authorities, the FBI and all them, just informed Mr. Laster, according to what I'm reading in Record Eagle here today, that they are not standing behind him in this whatsoever, that he's out there on a limb by himself, because according to the law, constitutional law, that Mr. Laster is our sheriff. He is the only elected official that has the right to come on my patent-posted property.
Well, you know,
not his
true.
Deputies, not the state police, not the federal government. Mr. Laster himself, the sheriff.
Now, you notice the feds do that selectively when they want to. It is true that you can't have the IRS, the CPS, the INS, anybody doing anything federal unless the sheriff, who's elected, says they can.
Right.
But the feds ignore that when they want, back off when they don't. Now, we saw that with the Gray family in Texas saying, no, they've been in a 3-plus-year standoff. Now, the meaning to get this guy on, and we did just now get him on the show. He's Rick Stanley, and it says here in the news article, and I've heard him on the air a few times, the leader of the Second American Revolution. Rick Stanley, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Alec.
Now, Rick, I've heard you on a few other shows, and I didn't hear the particular time, but I've been told that you don't like some of the ways I do things. Would you like to go ahead and tell us why? And I don't mean that in an aggressive fashion. I'd like to know up front, because I tell people up front when I don't agree with them, and I'll tell you where I don't agree with you in a second. Tell me where you don't agree with my ideas.
About the only thing that I don't agree with you is that you don't ever seem to give your listeners an answer. In other words, what I see is that you fulfill a great need in that you are letting people know about the problems that are out there, but you're not giving anybody any answers.
Oh,
and
really?
There are answers.
Okay. Well, hold on, Rick. Let me counter it point at a time. Now, I've helped defeat bills that would basically ban whole classes of guns in Texas. The paper admits that I brought the crowds down. I caught the bribery on tape. I hung around in the halls of the Capitol building. I have gotten my resolution passed by dozens of cities. Over 400 cities have passed other resolutions throwing the Patriot Act out. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of things. It's an educational process. I mean, I'm doing what they did for the 10 years before 1776 with the committees of correspondence, and I'm trying to use up all of our vehicles peaceably first. How is that not giving people solutions?
Well, I agree with you. I think that those are all things that need to be done, but I also believe that that we have to form our militias now. And we have to prepare and organize. And we have to stand behind people out there who need help like the Barkleys. And I think you should support the militias, and particularly the PAC militia, in our efforts to organize Americans.
Let me understand this, and jump in any time you'd like, Mr. Barkley.
Okay.
Let me try to boil this down. Rick, I know you got into this because of the Second Amendment, and they arrested you for wearing a sidearm when it's not even against the law in your state, and it violates the Second Amendment, and what happened to you was wrong, okay? I don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. I can't scan into your brain. You sound credible, more credible than most people I've seen out there. But are you telling me that if Mr. CIA sticks on a black beret and announces himself general, I should support whatever he says or does? I'm not saying that's you. I'm saying it's turned out to be about 75% of the time militia leaders are federal officers. Now,
no, wait.
They're, they're to burn good people. Now, how am I supposed to just support whoever pops up? Explain that to me.
Now, can I speak a minute?
Go ahead.
Now, when I first talked to Mr. Stanley, I joined the PAC myself. When I first talked to Mr. Stanley, we spoke quite a few hours on the phone, and one thing he specified to me, Lyle, this is your right. You can join me if you want to. Get the information off the internet. Go through this. Research this yourself. If this is what you want, you can do this. This is your right to do this. I did not have to sign up with Mr. Stanley or this PAC whatsoever.
Well, I know.
I volunteered that. That is my constitutional right.
Well, let me expand on that.
When I signed up with Mr. Stanley,
yeah.
I signed up with him, and I agreed that if they would help me in any way, I would go anywhere to help them. If it's a constitutional fight, and that's all this is, it's strictly a constitutional fight.
No, it is. It is. But what I'm trying to say here to you, Lyle, is nobody said anybody forced you to sign up.
No.
Okay?
I just wanted that clear, because that's what it kind of led up to me, what you were talking.
No. I'm saying people need to understand why I am, let's say, wary. Not of Rick Stanley himself. I want Rick to know that. I'm wary because I've been in this for 10 years. I've seen it. I've watched it. I've had people try to do anything. They provocateur. And so all I've said is we need to be watchful. And by the way, sir, we're all in the militia. The government can say that we're not, but that's the Second Amendment.
Right.
You know, they can say that all black people are slaves again. That's not the case because the Constitution says it's not true. So they can say, just like they said blacks are slaves, they can say there's no militia. I'm in the militia, sir. I'm doing my duty.
Right.
I'm defending this country.
Thank
God. If I see thugs attacking an old woman, I'm going to go over to them and try to stop them. If I see police violating the Constitution, I'm going to stand up to them, physically if need be, to defend this republic. My only point is that, Rick, do you understand where I'm coming from here?
Oh, sure I do, but... You're asking a question that regarding Mr. CIA. I'm not Mr. CIA. You know who I am, and I know who you are. I've only been involved in this battle for about 5 years, and really intensely in probably the last three. So, you know, I don't have the experience that a lot of people did in the militia movements and whatnot. But what you do have to understand is that I'm very sincere. Prior to five years ago, all I cared about was building my business and making lots of money, and I did. And I have to say honestly that you know, I had an awakening one day and said, you know, I've got to jump into this. I've been self-employed for 29 years. I'm 49 years old. I started my first business when I was 20 years old. You know, I'm not a provocateur. I've never been employed by the federal government except when I was in the Army from the age of 17 until 20. So that's been the extent of my federal employment.
Well, Rick, let me say this. I've never said that I think you're a Fed. I've just said that, well, anytime somebody says they're a militia leader, we need to investigate them. And I have investigated you a little bit. I don't know a ton about you, but I talked to Pastor Butch on. He works for a company, you know, that does nuts and bolts and all that, and he says he's known you for years before you were even involved in this, knows of your company. His company's done business with your company. So, yes, we know you're a legitimate businessman. We understand all that. I'm just also giving you a warning, my friend, about how these infiltrators operate. Rick Stanley, stay there. Lyle Barkley, you guys both stay there, and we've got a bunch of calls for you. But I want to talk more about Lyle Barkley's case and what your family's facing and what Rick is saying you guys plan to do here. This is a big deal, because more and more of us are going to have our land taken. More and more of us are going to have our kids taken. More and more of us are going to have our bank accounts taken. Our liberty taken. What are we going to do about it?
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I got to get to Kofi Annan saying we all need to accept global government. It's one of his new statements, that we all need to enter the global community and be slaves, basically. Some other key tidbits of news. But this is important because more and more people are under attack by this illegitimate government that violates all basic canons of a free society. And more people are standing up. A lot of people want to talk to our guest, David and George and Melissa and Wesley and many, many others that are holding. We're talking to Lyle Barkley who's up in Michigan, and they gave them their building permits and then said, oh, we're retroactively taking those out. And they won't give them any answers. They won't tell them what's wrong with it. Rick Stanley, have you figured out what this term is? They keep telling him every time Mr. Barkley asks why they're going to come take his property.
Which term is that?
What's that term again, Lyle?
What's that now?
What's that term that they keep telling you at the city?
The term they keep telling me at the city.
You said there's a term. You say, why are you going to take my land? Why won't you? You know, I've got my permit, and they say there's a certain term.
Well, the term I use, I call them a bunch of dictators.
No, sir. When you were first on with us, you said the city said it's up to you to figure out what this word means.
Oh, okay. All my permits and everything that I applied for, I even asked them in the court system over there, and they all keep coming back that my core is not right. C-O-R-E. And I've asked them in court over what they mean by core. I have gone through the zoning book. I've asked all different officials through the township and everything. I've even been on the internet asking what they mean by core. And to this day...
To me, Alex, I've never heard that before.
Huh?
That's news to me. I've never heard that before.
Well, it sounds like it's a magic code, you know, for Alibaba and his 40 thieves.
And well, we know they're thieves.
Like I say, the only thing I can understand of what they mean might mean by core on this situation is they had an auction sale a few days ago, and during this auction sale, the auctioneer specifically told the people, he said, in Bay Township, you are only allowed a 16-by-80-foot trailer. So if that's what they're talking about is core width, then maybe that's what it is. But yet in our zoning...
Think about our free society. They tell you out in the countryside what size trailer you can have. Well, that's our free country, folks. Unbelievable. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. And I had called in when Rick was on with Pastor Butch Paugh, and I hope I'll be allowed to make my point here. Rick interrupted me several times. I was in the intelligence community for over 26 years, and the point I was trying to make was that you do things smart, and you have to participate in what we call in counterintelligence to just protect yourself, protect your operation. And Rick had said that he wanted everyone to call in and give him his name and how to get to their place, et cetera. And I said that is a dream of an intelligence collector. To have all of that information in one location so that if they want to go after...
I'll tell you what, let me throw the question out to him. Rick, in Total Resistance and Guerrillas in the Mist and other manuals on resisting tyranny, it's a cellular structure, yeah. And you're calling for a different type of structure. What are you calling for?
Defense of the individual. In other words, this militia is defending yourself first and then being willing to defend everyone else in the pack. Now, the only way that you can defend yourself and then defend everyone else in the pack is if there's one person who's a control who can keep all of the names of all of those people and they be available. Now, one of the things that I always
point out... What happens if somebody in the pack, hold on, does something wrong, is a provocateur, and then they use that to say, now everybody in the pack was part of this giant criminal army. This is what the media will say. I mean, don't you see that?
Of course. But to tell you the truth, I'm not really all that concerned about what the media says because they're only going to say negatives anyway. We've got to understand that.
But, sir, we're whipping their tail in the information war up one side and down the other and exposing them as the terrorist.
Oh, and they absolutely are. We all know that.
Daryl, anything else?
No, I'd just like Rick to respond to that. It's not a matter of being afraid to be on a list or anything. It's just being smart not to make sure that everything's in one central location so
what,
that the enemy
you know,
can get to that.
You
brought up
what's
the point.
Not smart about it. The fact that you're going to have your name and your phone number and your address on a list. My friend, you are already on a list, and so am I, and so is everybody else. And that's just the way it is. In fact, this conversation right now is being recorded by the FBI. I've been under investigation by the FBI for 14 months. So, what?
My lines are tapped here, too, Rick.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Daryl. We'll talk more about it on the other side, and I'll try to articulate my position on all this. We'll talk to George and Melissa and Wesley. Then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. Stay with us, my friends. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back on the other side. My chief concern is protecting this family. And I understand why they're standing up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As a listener to the Genesis Communications Network, you're aware of the many health dangers that have been unleashed upon an unsuspecting public. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but how do we do that?
803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Lyle Barkley, who's the father out there facing the incredibly corrupt control freak government that gave him his building permits. They're out in the country on their 4 acres. Got to get permits out in the country in most places now. Here, it's all part of the free society. They said after they built them, put them out there, no, you can't have those out there now. Looking at photos of the property, nice place out there. And he's worked so hard to put this together, and now they're going to come out there, the sheriff says, on Thursday night. Now, Pastor Butch Paul just called into the show. He said he's talking to folks up in Michigan, Norm Olson and others, about getting the family one double wide, so if they do come and steal all of it, they can put that out there or give them time to move it off and do that. But that's what we did here in Austin with Joe Campana when they were going to bulldoze his old house. We just built him a new one. That really made him look bad. And the problem is this is happening to thousands of people every month now, and you got to have people get together politically in their areas and take control of their governments and kick these thugs out of office. But they're racing ahead with their touchscreen electronic voting, which we've proven is fraud-based, run by the government. That's even come out here and there in the mainstream news. So we're rapidly approaching the time where there's going to be more and more physical confrontation. And what did Alexander Schultz and Eatsa say? I mean, you know, what would happen every night when the thugs went out to arrest people, Stalin's thugs, if they had to worry about not coming home themselves? I think that's where Rick Stanley's coming from, so we're addressing that and exploring this and just trying to get people to look at the tyranny we're facing here in this country. So, Rick, it sounds to me like you don't care anymore. It's come down to the point of you're willing to put it all on the line and go ahead and an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I just want you to know the model of what you're doing is just open for people to go out in the name of your organization and do things when they're really feds. And I just, what are you doing to try to address that?
Actually, no one can do anything in the name of the PAC, because the PAC only responds once one of our PAC members has been attacked. So it's kind of hard for somebody to come into our organization and do something in our name, because the only person who is a someone who goes out and talks to the media, really, is me. Some of our PAC members have done so, and that's fine. There's no problems with that. But the bottom line is that we don't do anything until one of our PAC members is attacked.
Now, you call this the Second American Revolution, and you are...
No, it's called
the
Mutual Defense PAC Second American Revolution Militia.
Yes. And you are the leader of this?
I'm the founder.
Okay, so the news isn't accurate when they say you're the leader.
They can say whatever they want.
So things don't go through you then?
What do you mean they don't go through?
Well, I mean, I thought earlier you said it all went through you so they couldn't infiltrate you.
It does. I'm basically the control. I'm the founder of this organization. If you want to call me a leader, you can call me that.
Okay, well, I've just heard people call you that. I think that's kind of what you... Okay, well, I'm trying to figure that out.
Basically, the PAC is made up of, right now, we have 680 members. I like to say that we have 680 sergeants, 680 leaders in the PAC.
Oh, to go out and force multiply that number.
I'm sorry?
So you call them sergeants. Are you saying these are force multipliers to go out all and create their own organizations?
No, that's not what I'm saying. In a militia action, they would be almost an autonomous individual. They know what to do. They know how to handle things. They have their each of these people has certain things that they are specialists in and can bring something to the table for the pack.
Have you had people try to provocateur you?
Sure.
Give us an example of that, Rick.
I had one guy very early came in, and he was an FBI agent. Said he worked for the government, but he wanted to join the PAC. He was very helpful. He wanted to come in and be involved in the inner workings of the PAC. And I told him that we don't have that happen. And he wanted to have meetings, and he wanted to do a lot of things with a lot of other people. And
well, I'll tell you, that's a lot of nerve. Yeah, when they come right out, you know, I had to pull a butcher knife on me and say I was going to be dead soon, and then later admit they were feds to a newspaper. These people are something else.
Yeah, I later discovered that that he was a fed. I felt that he was when he was coming in, and he made himself readily available to me quite often, and I just had a bad feeling about it. And then I discovered later on when there was an armed and dangerous report put out by the Denver Police Department, it mentioned that there was a CI who was dealing with me and had basically joined our pact. And
what's a CI?
You know, I have no idea. apparently somebody that's undercover, I would think. And basically he felt that I was paranoid and that that I was going to shoot it out with the Denver Police Department, et cetera, et cetera. And he made some comments regarding my property and whatnot that I had made to him and to him only. So we pretty much discovered that that particular individual was a fed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, if you try to help a little old lady across the street, they'll try to provocateur. I mean, I've had that happen to me. I mean, anything decent, anything honorable, they've got these people. And it's very serious because there's a lot of people. But I've found if you're just up front and just say that you're politically active, you can go out, wake folks up, get them involved, take over communities. I've found, though, that just the militia label itself is almost their purview, and that's where they have incredible resources focused. I found if you just don't call it that, they basically leave it alone because it's all about labels of these people. It's really a one-eyed cyclops.
What you have to understand, Alex, is I'm of the mind that we've got to stop letting them set the agenda. We've got to let them setting the labels. And
they're not setting the agenda. We're 400-plus cities. Last time I checked, it's not 150. It's not 200.
Alex, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about regarding saying words like militia. See, I look at militia as being a time-honored tradition in this country. And those of us who are Americans in this country, each of us is militia.
Well, no, hold on. You have to understand. I understand it's part of the Second Amendment and what America is all about. I mean, now they've moved on to Christians, constitutionalists. You know, they're demonizing those words. What I'm saying is that when you talk about the militia today, I mean the institution that's been around the last 10 years, which is, nothing more. What I'm trying to say is, what they have is they have these things that they say are supposedly secret, and then all they are is a provocateur club, try to bust people and try to set people up. And I don't see that you're doing that.
Oh no, the militia today is not really the militia. It's a group of guys going out and having beers on the weekend and training and getting together and having fun and you know what? That's not really what the militia is.
Okay, well, I agree with that, yeah.
Each of us is militia. We're supposed to be trained ourselves. We're supposed to be armed ourselves. We're supposed to be prepared to defend basically the American way. And to tell you the truth, militia has a history way even before this country was formed. And it's basically any group of people that wants to band together and defend themselves.
Yeah, it's like civil defense.
Absolutely.
People that don't believe in the Constitution and their rights, you know what I mean, out there, these are the people that are working with Rick and what we're standing up for today. Because our rights are being denied out there every day and revoked. And you got to think of our younger generation out there. You know, I mean, this younger generation, where are these people learning their rights from? If people like us wasn't standing up and preaching this over the radio and over the TV, These little guys out here today are not getting it from school.
Well,
they're,
you know,
not being taught this in school at all.
There's
so
another
if they don't
point,
learn from us, how are they going to learn?
There's another point regarding that issue is what are our rights? Do we have God-given rights? We had rights. We have rights of man before we even had constitutional rights. Those God-given and man-made man rights existed before the Constitution. All the Constitution did was put it on paper and then say, okay, we're going to protect these and we're going to guarantee
now,
these.
No, I hear you.
Right.
Let me try to boil that down then, and I agree with you on this.
But as for
let me try to boil this down to a simple level for folks that have just tuned into the show. We have liberty and freedom and private property rights because people did stand up and fight and die for it.
They say we've got
it. And in every other case in history, do me a favor, Mr. Barkley. I hate to say this, but I don't think folks can hear you because there's quite a lot of noise in the background. Can you ask folks to just maybe pipe down just a little bit so folks can hear you? But before, in every other country, there's no private property rights because the strong men run things, the people are disarmed and are searched. So obviously it always came back down to physical confrontation over and over again to get liberty and freedom. And yes, that existed before America and before Moses and before, you know, civilization. So yes, it finally, in the final equation, does come down to that. I'm just trying to wake up as many people as I can so they know who wears the black hats, who wears the white hats. And I'm saying most folks don't know that yet. And I'm still finding that the pen is mightier than the sword in these fights. That's all I was trying to say.
I agree with that. And like I say, that's what we need to educate the younger generation out there. What's going on? What is their rights and what's not? You know what I mean? So they can follow us.
I do have one comment there, Alex. What do you do when your servant government no longer follows the rules, which, and you know they don't, and when they are using the point of a gun, and not just once or twice, but thousands of times a day at every level of government, from local all the way up to the federal level, and they are going out and destroying people's lives. They're taking their property, they're stealing their children, they're stealing their guns, and putting people in jail, and whenever they want to, they kill someone with impunity. Are we going to win this war with our own government if we're just going to take the Gandhi approach? I don't believe so. I believe that the only thing that they are going to understand is what they do themselves, and that is force of arms or the threat of force of arms so that we can defend ourselves.
Well,
now, I'm not trying to say that we should go out and go offensive with force of arms.
Let me say this, Rick Stanley. I need to have you up by yourself in the future. I need to have Mr. Barkley back on, who I really want to thank and who I'm praying for, who's in a serious situation. And I hope the sheriff gives this some time and doesn't go rushing in there, violating his oath of office, as this is hopefully worked out. But from what I've heard, it sounds like, and from their quotes here in the newspaper, they don't want to work this out. They want to violate property rights. They want to violate this man's family, and it's disgusting, and things are coming to a head because the tyranny is growing out of control. I'm just saying that if they weren't putting in the electronic touchscreens, we're seeing a shift of people waking up, getting involved politically, and downsizing the government and taking over our communities. So the globalists have seen that. They're trying to escalate things into a crisis. So I'm just saying we got to think about this. We got to talk about this. I certainly can't disagree with defending your lives and your property and your children. I'm just saying we need to think about it. We need to talk about it. We need to use our gray matter in this process. And Rick, I think you're doing that. I think that Lyle Barkley's doing that. But I just want folks to understand why I spent an hour and 46 minutes discussing this, which I never do on any subject, because we're going to see more and more of this.
Oh, absolutely. And I would like to point out that people can go to my website at www.stanley2002.org. That's STANLEY2002.org. And they can learn about the PAC. They can join the PAC. And, you know, I'd love to have you involved with us, Alan.
Well, I am not a... I'm an information source, and I'm a documentary filmmaker.
And that's what we need out there, is guys like you to work with guys like us.
And I do quite frequently stand up against police checkpoints and people taking kids and people taking land, and I've been beat up and stuff, and I've ended up defeating the enemy in by doing that. But certainly I'm going to continue to investigate this, Rick. I'm going to have you back up. And can we have you back up, Lyle, on Thursday to give us an update?
Yeah, just give me a call ahead of time to make sure, okay?
All right, and if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
231 area code, 582-0039.
Give that out, that number out again, sir.
231 area code, 582-0039.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You bet.
God bless everybody.
Rick Stanley, take care as well.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. I mean, Rick Stanley is more articulate than most of the people I've seen out there. And I don't know Rick Stanley, and I've done a little bit of investigation. I'll continue to do an investigation. I'm open right now on where I stand on all this. This is a complex issue. Believe me, the government has giant think tanks and people with 170 IQs looking at it to decide how to manipulate us. And I'm having a lot of trouble deciphering it to figure out what we need to do to counter them. But I know what's been working, and that's the information war. But I also know when your hind end's on the line and they're taking your property and they're taking, more importantly, your children for no reason, or they're taking your guns, or they're taking your sovereignty, what do you do? We're going to come back with another guest who I appreciate holding, Debbie Morrow. Debbie, stay right there, my friend. And I apologize to George and Melissa and Wesley and everybody else we haven't gotten to. We'll get to you too. This has been an interesting show today, focusing on this issue. We've got a whole other hour coming up where I'm going to get into Kofi Annan saying we've got to go under UN control and a lot more. This is a serious issue. Well, that's why we spent all this time on it, but we'll come back and get to your calls. Before I end this segment, I might as well in the first 2 hours at least once tell folks how we fund this operation. That's with my documentary films, with my books, and with the information I put out that is so vital in waking folks up. And there's Road to Tyranny, there's Masters of Terror, there's Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my newest film. There's the book I published for Paul Watson. It's excellent. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. And it is 300-something pages long, $20. Order a second copy for only $12 as a gift. My book's $12, Descent into Tyranny. It's very informative, covering September 11th. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the books or the films. Get the films, make the copies, get them out to people. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. If you won't wake folks up to what's happening, we don't have a prayer. That's the first process here, is listing the crimes of the king, listing the abuses, what our rights are, how they've been violated, who's violating them. The films do it. They give people the big picture. Get them. Don't wait. We'll come back and we'll go to your calls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Next hour, I'm going straight to what the UN has now stated about how you will be a global citizen. Bunch of other key news we're going to cover in a shotgun fashion, and I promise we'll get to George and Melissa and Wesley and Umar and John and many others. But coming out of the first segment, into the first segment of the next hour. Here in the next 4 minutes, though, I drug her on the airwaves. This is the lady who you talk to, her, one other great lady, when you call and order Big Berkeys and other great stuff from New Millennium Concepts. And Jim Shepard had this idea last night, because it's so important, that giant hurricane is scheduled to hit the East Coast from anywhere from the Carolinas up into Maine, and it's powerful. We hope it dissipates, but they're not saying that right now. Sometime Thursday night. Well, New Millennium Concepts is there right now. They'll ship you a Big Berkey, sports bottles, the Big Berkeys, the Berkey lights, all of it. They will ship it to you overnight, so you'll get them tomorrow, way before the storm hits. And this is important, because this big old Isabel could seriously wreak havoc if it does slam into the coastal areas. It could really mess up the water supplies. And you know what? I mean, if it gets you to go buy a filter, that's what matters, because you need to stop drinking the fluoride and the arsenic and the herbicides and the pesticides. This is what I drink out of. Your body's 70% water. Call your friends and family. Tell them to call New Millennium and get these systems. And because it's more than just if there's the occasional hurricane, which is about to slam into us, it's for a bunch of other reasons, not just disasters. It's about not drinking all this poison. Debbie, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate you doing that.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Tell folks about the hurricane special we've got and how it'll be shipped overnight to people.
Okay. What we'd like to do is have people call in, and be sure to leave me a good contact number, because most people will get our recording as the calls come in, and then I'll call everyone back, and we'll go ahead and get them shipped today, and we'll overnight it for no charge, so that they'll have it in case of an emergency.
Now, that's huge. That's huge, folks. Not only do you get the normal Berkey price, actually reduced price, you're going to get it overnighted. So.
That's right. As we want to be absolutely sure that everybody has water. And if they get the Berkey light, with the lights, they'll have a lighting source, too. As we all know, the power seems to go out quite a bit on the East Coast, so you don't want to take a chance of not having power as well as water. So we can have a lighting system with the LED lights in the base, as well as good purified water to drink.
Well, that's a big deal, folks. And a lot of times in the hurricanes, it overflows the sewage treatment systems and that gets into the water supply. And Who knows if you'll have a problem in your area. I hope nobody does, but it's just good to have this system. And send one to your friends and family. Get multiple units. They've got a special Liberty light with a light in the base, and it'll filter, 30 gallons or more a day. And you need to call. You need to get this system. You can take pond, lake, puddle water, you name it. Debbie is there right now, folks. So give her a call right now at 1-888-803-4438. And in just a few months, if you drink a bottle of water, you'll make the money back on having this unit. So 888-803-4438. Debbie, anything else?
Well, we did want to let our listeners know that this isn't only for the people on the East Coast, that we're making this available to everyone nationwide, and also to be sure to contact their friends and their relative who may not listen to your show, and have them call in also, because we want to be sure that everyone in our nation is prepared.
Well, I'll guarantee you what's going to happen, because I've seen it when it snows here. Everybody goes in, grabs everything off the store shelves, and I guarantee you that's happening right now on the East Coast. I just got a report about it. So order this, overnight it, folks. They're quick at New Millennium. Believe me, I've ordered stuff from them. 1-888-803-4438. And Debbie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because in